Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. In my car. We are. Philippians chapter 2. So the title of the talk is Submission. Or submissiveness, whichever one you prefer. You don't like that one?
No, don't.
Okay. Okay. Submission it is then. It's not submissiveness. Submission. I don't know whether to read the scripture first. Yeah, okay, I'll read it. Verse 5. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So bearing in mind that the title of the talk is Submission. So here's the example of Jesus Christ was submitting to the will of his Father. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, so he knew that. But, as it says, big but there, he took the form of a servant, became the likeness of men. You know, that's submissiveness or submission to the will of his Father. And humbled himself, and he was obedient, which is a form of submission as well, obedient unto death. So Jesus Christ epitomized submission. Says elsewhere that he is the head of the church, and we look to him, of course, but what I want to make a point of is that Jesus Christ submitted himself as well. So over to Mark chapter 14. So I'll go through a couple of scriptures about Jesus' submission. Mark chapter 14 and verse 32. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. So he knew what was going to happen. He was the Son of God. He knew what horrible treatment he would be dished out to him at the hand of men. And he knew all that. And he says here, take away this cup from me, if it's all possible. But then, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. So that's submission, to the will of the Father. It says, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And this is Jesus Christ himself. He submitted himself and did the will of the Father. And so what a great example that is. Someone who realized he had to for us. So, okay, on the one hand, he submitted himself to the will of the Father, but he also submitted himself to us. Okay? He laid his life down for us. So like the church, like I said before, he's the head of the church, but the head of the church actually submitted himself to the church. He laid his life down for the church, as we can read elsewhere in the scriptures. And that's a submission to the needs of the church. Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter 50. And so, of course, he did this first. The church didn't lay its life down for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ laid his life down for the church, and he did that first. before the church even came along in its submission to him. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 5. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious. Okay, very important word there, rebellious. It says elsewhere that rebellion, as Pastor Kevin mentioned, rebellion is like witchcraft. And so it says here, the Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. So, of course, referring to Jesus Christ and what he went through before being crucified. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. He submitted himself to that treatment. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. So it's interesting how I set my face like flint. It's like Jesus, you know, he had that prayer at Gethsemane. He prayed three times, but then his face was like flint. It's like, right, it's determined. You know, nothing can sway him. He's determined to do the Lord's will. You know, he's completely submitted to the Lord's will, completely. He knew full well what was going to happen, and he submitted to that. His face was like flint. He was determined to see it through. But then it says there, that qualification, I know that I shall not be ashamed. You know, it was that spitting and shame that he was subject to, but he knew the end product was that he would not be ashamed. And so he did this for the church. Over to John chapter 14. The will of the Father. Father wanted a relationship with the people. Jesus knew that. And so Jesus, part of God's plan was to follow out God's, to act out God's will. Just imagine if he didn't. We wouldn't be sitting here spirit-filled, would we? But God's word is yea and amen, so it couldn't be changed. So many times, I remember a few years ago, I looked through the scriptures to find out how many times Jesus said that the scriptures need to be fulfilled. That was just what he said. Oh, it's happened because that's the scriptures need to be fulfilled. A few things, so many things happened to him, and the scriptures need to be fulfilled. That's what, like, his word has to remain. And God's word was that Jesus would come to this earth and be subjected to all these things. John chapter 14, very famous chapter, very important chapter. And if we could just look at it in a slightly different light tonight, bearing in mind this submission aspect. So John chapter 14 and verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Okay, so that's Jesus Christ saying that to his people, the church. And so us as the church, if we love Jesus, we submit to it, him, his authority, and keep his commandments. There's that submission in that small verse there. If we love him, we'll keep his commandments and submit ourselves to it, to that authority. Because commandments is it comes from an authority. And then down in verse 16, and I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And then jump over to 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Okay, so verse 15, like I said, we as the church and as individuals submit ourselves to the head of the church, which is Jesus Christ and his authority. But then the other verses I read, when you think about it, these are an example, like Jesus Christ died. As I've said before, he submitted to the needs of the church. And it goes through here, the needs of the church are to be comforted. You know, he died so that we may have a comforter. You know, the church needs to be comforted. in this world. There's the truth. We want to know the truth. There's a desire to know the truth. So that's a need of us. It says he will not leave us. So we know that Jesus is always with us. That's a need that we have. And he laid his life down. He submitted himself to these needs. It says as well that he'll teach us all things. We'll have this knowledge of the truth, which is something we need as we go about our work here on earth. Peace. You know, that's what people yearn for. They so want peace. Jesus Christ knew that the church and human beings need peace. So he submitted himself to the needs of the church so that we could have peace and that a heart is not troubled or afraid. Right? So there's that submission aspect. Jesus Christ submitted to the needs of the church. And there's quite a few in there. And us, we submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. Over in chapter 15 and verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Okay? So here's some more aspects like joy. You know, the Lord wants our joy to be full. That's a need. You know, it's great to be joyful. We love being happy and joyful and content about what's going on around us and an understanding of what's going on. So that's another need that Jesus submitted to. And then it just clarifies it here that the love, you know, and someone explained to me recently that, you know, as the church, we need to be encouraged continually, you know, because we can't see God. He's a spirit. You know, we pray to God and we see answers and he's definitely working in our lives and doing wonderful things. But in the church, he's given us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are so important. It says there for the comfort and edification and some exhortation of the members. And for God, it's an avenue for God to show his love, to have prophets speaking on behalf of God himself and articulating God's love for the church. Because Jesus Christ laid his life down because he loved the church. It says there, there's no greater love than a man can have than to lay his life down for his church. So Jesus Christ submitted fully to the needs of the church because we need to be loved. We need to know that we're being loved by our Father and our Father being this Father that we can't see. So we have in the church the gifts of the Holy Spirit to remind us that God still loves us and that Jesus Christ loved us so much that he laid his life down for us. That's a need that we have in our life here on earth because we are carnal and we're capricious. You know, we flop around all over the place, but God is constant, Jesus is constant, and there are these particular needs that we have. Proverbs chapter 3, famous scriptures again. Proverbs chapter 3. I suppose that's the thing with many scriptures. You can bring slightly different aspects out in them, even though they're well-known scriptures with a different mindset, different frame of mind. This is the last scripture, so finishing up pretty early. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. You know, submit to his authority. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favour and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We heard in the gifts, you know, about how people in the past have followed that which is right in their own eyes. And it says there in verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes. You know, follow God's commandments. You know, like we have our own ideas. So when we follow our own wisdom and our own, what we think's right, that's not submitting to the authority of Jesus Christ. It's not following his commandments and submitting to it and being humble. Jesus Christ was phenomenally humble, as we read in the first scripture. He was the Son of God. He was equal to God, but he still humbled himself to dwell within a man, within flesh, which is amazing in itself, you know, that God would come to earth as a man. But then he extended it further, that he was obedient unto death. He was so humble, a great example to us. He submitted to the authority of God. We now submit to the authority of Jesus Christ and God, you know, which is the same thing, really, when it comes to his commandments. And he performed this amazing example for us to look to, as he showed his love and the extent he went to provide our needs as we walk here on earth as the church. Okay, thank you.